More Racial Than Racial. That's the name of today's little mini clip. Really cold today where I'm at. You'd think it was January, actually, by the crisp essence in the air. Lots of wind. I thought it was spring, but I guess all the harping and the, quote, climate change has different ideas of what temperature and season actually is. But yeah, more racial than racial. That's today's topic for the little mini clip. I'm recording today at a place I've never recorded at before, a place I've been to before, but I have not recorded at. Very nice here. It's a swamp-like environment, so it's kind of muddy and all that jazz, and I don't even have my little what was that thing I was using? It was like a little mic I had attached to my mobile. I just got a new mobile device, and I realized when I was in my auto that it's not going to plug in, so it might sound a little more rough, a little bit more ASMR-like whilst I walk. So I'm thinking about this topic, more racial than racial. I've been exploring a lot of ancestral stuff, especially when it comes to kind of the land and the relationship that we humans, especially we women, have to the land and how that is so broken in this Talmudic society. And a lot of this stuff I've been exploring, they don't explicitly frame things in a racial perspective, at least not an Aryan racial perspective. I mean, we can't expect to really find that at this point, at least you know, not out there being advertised on many of the main platforms. But anyway, it got me to thinking that how so many people who consider themselves to be racially aware or nationalist or whatever word, pro-white, I don't like to use any of these words. I just like to use the word racial, racialist, esoteric racialism, Vedicism, stuff like that. I think that really encompasses it more in a holistic perspective, holistic racialism for myself. Realizing how so many people who refer to themselves as any one of these trio of monikers I just mentioned, really not racial. Really not racial at all. Knowing the Holocaust happened, knowing all this stuff, that really doesn't make somebody racial. Because there are plenty of people who know that that was a hoax who aren't the least bit racial. They're more like on the truth or vein or something like that. So, you know, knowing all these facts and posting memes, it doesn't really make someone racial. What makes someone racial is gearing your life towards a relationship that has respect for nature and life, not one that has antipathy towards nature and life. Otherwise, you're no better than the Skeksis at that point. And especially this comes to misogyny, which I see all over the place, very vile, very Talmudic. Remember that the Talmudic Oyves, when they wake up in the morning, they thank G/D for not being a goyim, a woman, or an animal. So that all goes back to them. That's not in the roots of our people, but since so many of our people have been perverted on such a deep essence-style level, a root level of perversion, there's all this misogyny running rampant in these, quote, movements, which of course I want nothing to do with. Whilst I may agree on certain things with some of the talking points for people who are still subsumed in the movement, those are not really my style of people. These are people who are misogynistic, believe in allopathy, believe in germs, believe in IVF, believe in the myth of a patriarchal society. I mean, if you believe in that, you're just reinforcing Zog. You know, so these really aren't my people. I really refer to that more as a Talmudiarchy. I think that's a more apropos word than patriarchy, which of course that meaning of that word I think has been kind of really misconstrued and dragged through the mud, and we see it everywhere, especially in all these feminist talking points. And what is really feminism? It's part of the, quote, patriarchy or Talmudiarchy, just like MGTOW, right? Nothing to do with feminism, nothing to do with honoring the sacred and spiritual essence of being a woman. And the more it morphs and twists and perverts into this fourth wave Zio beast, it's so obvious it's just about transsexuals, fucking men. I mean, and that's really when it comes down to being a Talmudiarchy or a patriarchy, essentially the same thing. And I've been thinking about all these misogynists on Telegram, especially this Martinez perspective person who shows his face and interviews a lot of these people, and this guy is a fucking woman hater to the utmost degree, promoting stuff like Sharia law, which is straight out of Islam, which of course we know is a Talmudic, Judaic religion. It's no different than Judaism, really no different than Christianity either. So, I mean, people of our race are still promoting all of these ideas that have no reverence and no respect for nature and life. Really, no better than the Skeksis, to be honest with you. And then I'm seeing this kind of wave of people who maybe aren't racial, but really interested in foraging that deep relationship with the land, having reverence for the land, having reference for Satanama. Of course, a lot of these people are deranged, thinking that it was, quote, colonialism and whites that caused all the problems in the world. It wasn't the world's foremost problem. But nevertheless, they still seem more grounded in having that respect and reverence for nature and life than do many of people in our movement who have fallen for all of the Zio lies and reinforce them and think reinforcing them is in some way, shape, or form going to set our race free. It's really mind-boggling. That's why the name of this little thing today is More Racial Than Racial, because racial is good. But like I said, if all it is it ends and begins with the hollow hoax and, you know, stupid memes and misogyny and eating Zio sludge food, worshiping a Zog god, thinking germs are real, promoting globalism, then you're no better than the Skeksis, right? No better than the Skeksis. And this is what they want. They want this world. We essentially have two choices in this world, and it's really only been two choices since the beginning of time. You know, and it's really about having this Abrahamic worldview, which, unfortunately, many people who even claim they don't have it, they still have it, right? You have really one choice. It's Abrahamic or it's Sanatana Dharma, the eternal truth. That's it. There's really no other choice. And really, essentially, all of one's beliefs has to align in one of these categories. Otherwise, they run the risk of becoming a Talmudic patriot of some sort. And we really don't want that. And a lot of this isn't going to come from spending time, you know, scrolling through the anti-social medias. A lot of this is going to come from having that deep connection with the land, with nature, with the sacred reverence for both sexes, right? That's what's really where it's going to come. It's really going to come from stripping everything away, eating a real rootsy diet, feeling the body, actually knowing what's going on inside your body, taking up, you know, really good habits, like finding out about German New Medicine. What a fascinating body of work Dr. Gerhard Rierke-Hammer left for us when he passed in 2017. This is the real area in medicine. This is what it's about. I mean, how much of the emotions we have shape the ills and the ailments that we end up developing, right? And then so many of us whites, when someone has, quote, cancer, what do? We rush to Dr. Z. We call ourselves racial, but at the end of the day, we're not. We're bowing down to the Talmudiarchy, and we have no respect for nature and life. Time and time again, I see this. And I know from personal experience, I'm not really trying to put anybody down. I'm just kind of, I guess on my own journey, I've woken up to so many of these things. So when I still see droves of people just really slaving to the Talmudiarchy, serious slavery, loving every single minute of it, thinking that they're fighting against it and trying to wake up our race, and they're doing the exact opposite, it kind of frustrates me. It makes me irate, I shall say. But I guess at this point in my life, I found out a lot of these things. I mean, I'm still learning every single day. I'm never going to stop learning. I'm always going to have a zest for learning. But there comes a time when you have to let go of these preconceived notions. And I think that this, quote, movement has done a really good job of propping up these ideas that we have to have. Otherwise, you know, we're not pro-white if we don't think that way. And that's a load of Zio sludge, of course. I mean, who do you think basically wanted these movements to come out of the woodwork? It was them, right? Who has the backing on that stupid Pepe meme frog, which I keep on seeing? That goes back to Roy Cohn, who knew Trump. He used to party with him. That guy was a child predator. I mean, come on. I mean, really. I mean, people need to wise up and really just reconnect. Like, this is why I go for these walks every single day. It's not just to do these little tidbits and stuff, this is part of it, but it's also for me to connect on this deeper level and realize that there's more to life than what they want us to think, whether it's racial or not. So just a bit of a thing I wanted to say today, whilst I take my walk. My hands are like so cold right now, so I think that's all I have to say for today, and I'll be back again at some point, and the live show will be probably sometime this week. The Nature of Pleasure. If you have a question about sexuality, anything to do with the yoni or the lingam, I've gotten some groovy questions thus far. It'll all be anonymous, so don't be afraid to message it to me. You know, nothing like that. No need to ever be afraid of this. Another thing I actually really don't like. One more thing. This whole thing in the movement about how we have to behave a certain way, or then we're going to be deemed by some Talmudic word for having a sexual appetite or being in touch with our sexuality. Fuck that. That is Talmudic Zio sludge. That is misogynistic Zio sludge. Am I suggesting that we pounce on anyone who has a pulse and have intercourse with them? Certainly not. But part of being attached to nature and having respect for nature and life is having a healthy sexuality. That's one of the reasons I'm doing this show. I will continue to do these little things and just try to shatter everything out there that doesn't serve our people, even if other people think it does serve our people. Okay, wishing everyone an amazing Tuesday. Taco Tuesday maybe for some, probably not for me. But anyway, I'll be back.